The Chief Executive Officer of the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, Alhaji Gilbert Seduidi, says the authority has received 30 million Ghana cedis from government to start the prosecution of projects under the authority. He told Radio Ghana's Agatha Samoa that the authority is expected to receive another 13 million Ghana cedis from this year's budget.
Government provided a budget figure of 30 million Ghana cedis during the 2011 budget. That amount has been released to SADA, and another 30 million cedis has been captured in the 2012 budget, and that one will be released progressively until we get to the end of the year. The Minister of Finance indicated government's intention to raise investment capital of 200 million cedis to be able to support SADA's activities. We have been in contact with the Minister of Finance. The ministry has raised this amount and has decided to release it in two tranches. The first tranche is already lodged at the Bank of Ghana, and the second tranche will be released in July.
Apart from government funding it, how is SADA also being funded?
SADA's intervention seeks to coordinate developmental activities of all donor agencies within the SADA zone in order to be able to lead to accelerated development.
So how soon will we see some of the SADA projects so that it will put to rest these demonstrations?
I think SADA has hit the ground, because last year, 2010, while the team was still strategizing and drawing plans and all those things, we had this problem with the Bagri spillage. And then some parts of the SADA area were inundated with floods. Immediately, the team came up with an intervention in collaboration with NADMO to be able to establish farms for the displaced people to move uplands. And a total of 6,000 farm families, you know, were supported with proof seed, fertilizer, and then technology. And yields that were obtained from these farms, if you go to the project area and find out from these farms, is unprecedented.
Meanwhile, the convener of the Young Patriots, Richard Nyama, believes the authority has not been proactive. He said what is needed is physical structures and not mere talks.
Until we hit the streets and were demonstrating, SADA was left on the back burner. The CEO would not have rushed to the northern region to be seen on the ground running. The point is that if you are the CEO of such an organization, that seeks to bridge the gap, the development gap between the north and south, you need to be proactive. You need to be up and doing. But in any case, is there a single SADA project that they have started and completed within these 4 years that we can use to measure them? That is the question. If you have put in all these efforts, and at the end of the day, we are only talking about money line and an account, I can tell you that the money in the Bank of Ghana is as good as having an empty account.
Convener of Young Patriots, Richard Nyama.